Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, a certified holistic health coach, and welcome to the Quest for Healing podcast. Whether you're just starting out on your health journey or you're farther down your path, I've created this podcast to inspire and inform your health journey through, first, some extraordinary healing stories from real people, second, an exploration of some intriguing healing modalities, and third, through conversations with enterprising people who are making a difference in the health of our world. Welcome to episode 64. Happy 2022. I am really looking forward to a fresh new year, and I have a lot of exciting episodes lined up for you that I think you'll really enjoy. So if you've been enjoying Quest for Healing, please do me a favor and tell just one other person about it. I do my best to spread the word, but I would really appreciate your help too. Now, speaking of great new episodes this year, I am thrilled to have Kathy Reagan Young as my guest this week, and we're talking about finding jobs and work when you're dealing with chronic illness. Kathy has a couple of wonderful podcasts, including one called Patients Getting Paid, where she explores job opportunities outside of a 9-to-5 office job, so that if you've been too sick to work or just looking for something part-time or at least more flexible, you know what's out there. Because sometimes we don't even know what the options and the opportunities are. And thankfully, she's here to shed some light on this topic. Kathy speaks from experience. She was diagnosed with MS in 2008 and went through her own struggles with her career, but she came out on the other side not only with a lot more flexibility, but also making a lot more money. So if one of your goals this year is to get back to work and earn some more money, this episode is for you. And with that, let's dive right in. Kathy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, Kirsten, it is my great honor to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, happy new year. I'm so excited that you're my first guest of the new year. And the reason I wanted to have you as the first guest was because we are going to talk about job opportunities today.
Let's get those jobs.
Yes. And as my listeners know, this is not a topic that we have ever covered before, but I know that it's so important for people in our medical medium community because so many of us have dealt with things that have held us back from keeping a full-time job or being able to work and earn as much money as we need. And that puts so much pressure on us, only just from a life, but very specifically, when we're following medical medium, spending money on food, spending money on supplements, it puts a lot of pressure. And so I'm so excited to talk to you about the work that you've been doing helping people with chronic illness get jobs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, to your point, I mean, there's so much stress involved if you're unable to work. There's so many levels of stress. And what is the very worst thing for our health? Stress. Say it with me now. Stress. It's awful. And so whatever we can do to eliminate that, we need to do. That's kind of one perspective. The other thing too is we all do better when we have purpose. We all do better when we feel productive. We all do better when we feel like we are contributing somehow. And that can come in lots of forms, and certainly in a job is one of them. I always say if you can get up and have purpose, it just makes getting up easier. And if you can wind up the end of your day and realize that you've realized your purpose and you've been productive, it just helps on so many levels that needs to not be missed when we're thinking about our health.
I think that's so beautifully said. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I often think about it just from the monetary point of view, but you're right. It's the purpose point of view that's so important too. I love it.
Yeah.
So how did you get inspired to start Patients Getting Paid?
Right. So I have multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed in 2008 and I had started a website in 2011 called FUMS. And it does stand for what you think it does. That's how I speak to this stupid disease.
I
just started that to kind of, journal about and share my journey. Because when I was diagnosed, there was nothing like the patient advocacy that you see out there now. There was nothing. What was on the internet was just super scary stuff. And I had been diagnosed for 3 years before I started the blog. And what I realized in those 3 years was it is a life sentence, but it's not a death sentence. You know, like accent on the life. There's lots of life post-diagnosis. And there was nothing on the internet telling me that, certainly. So I wanted to create something that I wish had been there for me to kind of provide a soft landing place, particularly for those waiting to be diagnosed or newly diagnosed. So hence FUMS was born. It's actually FUMSnow.com. So I did that. And then in 2015, I started a podcast, an FUMS podcast show. And this is all going to make sense why I'm telling you this. Because when I was diagnosed, my doctor said to me, I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and he said, I'm so glad you're not working, because stress is the very worst thing for MS. And so don't ever work and, you know, just keep your stress level low. So that told me a couple things. Obviously, he had never stayed home with children, because I have worked some high stress jobs and nothing matched the stress of staying home with kids. Nothing. I remember saying to my husband, I know your job is stressful, but I could kill two humans at any point during the day. That is stress. You don't understand. And I also am one of those people who, I didn't realize this about myself, but apparently a challenge is something that I don't back down from. And when he said, don't go to work, what I heard was, find a job that's full time and get in there hard as soon as possible. So that's what I did. And I think I worked there. I did marketing for a physical therapy company, and I was driving around talking to doctors and explaining why they needed to use our services. And I loved it. I waited until my youngest daughter was in school full time. I loved it right up until I couldn't do it anymore, because they had increased my clinic load by more than double. And the stress, there's that word again, was just too much. And I realized in retrospect, 6 months prior, I had had several little fender benders. Oopsies. So things were, you know, ramping up. And then one day I could not remember which was the gas and which was the brake pedal and which side of the road I was supposed to be driving on. And I had my shit together enough to know this is not safe for anyone. So I just pulled over, and that was the last day I ever worked for anyone else. So I came home, which was the best thing I could do for my health. I laid down when I needed to. I didn't have to ask off to go to a doctor's appointment. But my paychecks quit coming in, my bills didn't. And I needed to figure that part out. And one day I was pulling weeds, because all good thoughts come to me while I'm pulling weeds. I was pulling weeds and I literally thought, I need to figure this out. And how am I going to, what have I got? What can I do? And it came to me, well, you've got this asset. It's called FUMS. People monetize blogs and podcasts all the time. I didn't know how, but I knew people did it. So I knew I could probably figure that out. So I started looking and learning and finding all the incredible amount of scammers that are out there, including coaches that, you know, charge you thousands of dollars and they're going to give you the world. And yeah, no, nope, nope, nope. Just wasted lots of time, energy, and money, none of which I had a lot of. But somewhere in there, I did find some good ones and I figured some things out and I did start monetizing with things like affiliate marketing and sponsorships and ads. And I was back in the garden again. And when I literally realized, oh my gosh, I'm now making more working for myself than I ever did working for the PT company. And I'm taking really good care of myself. And at the same time, I thought, you have to share this with other people in the chronic illness space. They have to know what's available to them. And sharing, like, don't take the left turn here, go straight. You know what I mean? Like, leave breadcrumbs to your path of success and show people what to avoid and what to do and what not to do, and let them leapfrog over the crap that you went through. So hence, Patients Getting Paid was born. It was just the idea to share lots of different opportunities that work with the idea of being able to take care of yourself, making your health number one, but still being able to generate an income.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And so you've got the podcast for Patients Getting Paid, which I've listened to some of those episodes and they're really helpful.
Thank you.
And so anybody who wants to go find that, I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Awesome.
If you had advice for people who are looking for work, especially work that they can do at home, either because of their health or because of everything that's been going on in the world over the last couple of years, what are some of your tips for where people could start?
Well, first of all, thank you, COVID. Okay. Because prior to COVID, all these companies would just turn people away and say, no, you most certainly cannot work remotely. How could you even think of that? We can't keep an eye on you. What? You would not be productive and you would, oh my God, wash your clothes in the middle of something. And now COVID has forced them to do it and see how productive people really are, and that it is so helpful to so many people. And it has opened up this wonderful labor pool to companies that always existed, but they refused to see. So it's people with disabilities and chronic illness. And yay for us. So companies that you never would have expected, never would have prior offered remote work, are now offering remote work. So go onto their websites and go onto their HR and just look at what they've got available. And they will note on there things like full-time, part-time, in-person, remote. There are some very good, there are some lots of scammers too, but very good recruiters. One in particular is FlexJobs, and they hand vet every single job, and they are flexible, mostly remote. They're legit. Some of them even offer great benefits. So that is a membership, a subscription membership monthly, but it's not a contracted thing. So you can sign up. In fact, I can give you a coupon code, which is FUMS, which is 30% off. And you could sign up for just 1 month. And I believe that brings it down to lower than $10 a month. So sign up for that month. And in less than, you know, for less than 10 bucks, you can see what kinds of things they have available and decide if that's a good place for you to be. But that is legit.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes. That's fantastic. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so what kind of jobs do they have in places like this? Because I think part of the issue is trying to even just imagine what we can go out there and do, right?
Right. Okay. So that type of thing, a recruiter, I think is best to replace things you've already done. So go on there. And also, P.S., LinkedIn, upload your resume. And there's a little, is it a little box anymore? It's been a little while, but you have to allow recruiters to see your profile and resume. And that is a fantastic place to let them do the legwork for you. But those two things, FlexJobs and LinkedIn, really, I think, is better for if you want to continue doing what you've been doing, or your background is such that you want to stay within that same realm. I think those are great options. If, however, you want to strike out and find something different, but you really don't know what, and you don't know what's available, that really is the definition of Patients Getting Paid. Because what we do in there, so it is a membership, it's a monthly membership. And you mentioned the podcast. Well, oftentimes people all have experts come on. We've got patients who are getting paid. So listen for some inspiration and hear what they've done. And then we've got experts who come on. For instance, I'm interviewing someone about voiceover work. So it's all these different opportunities that you might not be aware of that would work so well for, I call us chronicpreneurs, where we can work for ourselves from anywhere. That's kind of the filter with which I look at these opportunities. And I'll interview them for the podcast, but then they'll stay on and do an in-depth workshop that is included inside the membership. So you actually have to be a member to get those workshops. And then they stay inside the membership. So there's stuff about how to build your own website. There's stuff about affiliate marketing, which is, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, and that is literally the first thing I suggest if someone is looking to strike out and start something on their own. And I will just say that takes time. So be patient for that, but it's legit and it can be a great opportunity.
And that's something I've tried to bring into my own business as well. If you listen to the ads at the beginning of the podcast, that's exactly what those are. I don't have sponsors for the podcast because it's still growing. Right. But I can make my own commercials with affiliate links and I do get a little bit of money from them.
It's a great use for your platform. And affiliate marketing is so cool because it has in the past had kind of a slimy reputation because people would just find, you know, what is the highest paying affiliate link? And they'd sign up for that. And then they'd just push that. And they knew nothing about the product or service. And it was slimy. It was purely done for the money. I think the way to do it ethically and just everybody feels good and benefits by it is, for instance, FUMS. So I've got a lot of affiliate links. I just did my annual holiday gift guide and it's a listing of things that I've used or people in my community have used that have been really helpful for MS. So that's the key.
And by the way, if anybody hasn't missed that, Kathy was the one who gave me the idea for my quest for the best holiday gift guide this year. So thank you for that, Kathy.
You are welcome, my friend. Absolutely. That's my jam. That's what I do. I listen to people talk and then I try and plug in. Ooh, have you thought about this? So I think there's just so many wonderful opportunities out there. Unless you have really participated in this online world, you may not be aware of it. So that's where something like a patient's getting paid comes in because it just provides you kind of a cataloging of opportunities and a chance to learn what that looks like. And I am very specific when I book people to say, I need you to talk about how much you make. I need you to talk about how you got health insurance. Those things that are precluding most people from taking this jump. Let's go head on and answer those questions that they need to know before making a decision, right? So that's really the impetus of patients getting paid. And we do twice monthly coaching calls. They're office hours coaching calls. Ask me anything. They're whatever you need them to be. Get on there and ask questions and of me and whoever else is there. So there's sort of this brain trust and we can all work on whatever it is that you're dealing with right now or coming up with ideas. A lot of people just get on there just to listen and they do get ideas from that. And then I've also twice a month started this co-working, which is awesome. We just get on Zoom and at the top of the hour, we each share what we're going to work on. And then we're just heads down. We hit mute, heads down working. And then at the end of the hour, we get on and go, okay, I completed this or I didn't complete that, whatever. And it is amazing. There are studies that show the productivity, how that increases working alongside someone, and it can be virtual. You don't need to be physically next to someone, but providing a space where we can all work together on Zoom, it's pretty amazing the stuff that's getting done. And we have Motivation Monday and Finished It Friday, and we have these incredible people that are super, super supportive and loving and just cheering everybody on. And I always say, come for the content, stay for the community. It's a great place to just hang out too. And again, just get some great ideas of other things that are possibilities and then the how-tos and then the support of seeing it through.
So in terms of people that you featured on your podcast and the different jobs that they've gotten and that they're doing remotely, like what does that span look like? Can we give some ideas to people right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Gosh. Well, I already shared the voiceover stuff. I think the most expansive is probably, well, two things. Just starting website, like starting an online business. So not specific to the business, but how the hell do you start an online business? What all is included in that, you know, everything from building a website or deciding, do you build it yourself or do you hire someone? And if so, how much do each of those things cost? What does that look like? What do you have to know? Did you know that there's also hosting costs involved? I want to make sure whatever you decide, you know, getting in there, what it's going to cost you, both in time, energy, and money, so you can make a good decision as to what you want to go towards. So I always share this one. I met this woman who made the cutest little stuffed teddy bears. And she was trying to sell those online, which was great. She enjoyed it. It was a hobby that she enjoyed, but you know, pretty slow going. She wasn't, how many can you sell? She's got to make them. So you know what I'm saying? It's really selling, you know, your time for money, and it's pretty limited. So I was at a conference with her and she was telling me about this. And I said, well, what if you taught other people how to do that? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, teach them how to make these little bears, but sell them the course on how to make these little bears. And I just watched these light bulbs go off.
And the whole point of that is then she can create the course and she stopped trading time for money.
Exactly.
And you can get more leverage out of the creativity and the idea behind it.
Yeah. You create this course once and you just put it up and it can sell all day, every day, all night, while you're sleeping, whatever. And, you know, the power of the internet. I mean, it's all over the world. People from all over the world are able to find your product, your service, whatever. So make sure you make it available. So she did that. And I saw her again, I don't know, 2 months later. And it was going fantastically well. And she was so excited. And she said, you know, I'm going to put up different patterns and that sort of thing. And I said, that's great. What if you did something, maybe even a membership where you taught people not only how to make these things, but then you taught them the business of selling. Again, light bulbs, bing, bing, bing. So let me just tell you, this woman is incredibly, incredibly successful making these cute little bears and then having these courses teaching people how to do it and then teaching them how to make a business out of it. So it's that kind of thing that I feel like if you're not really involved in online business, you're not exposed to these kind of ideas. So that's what's so helpful too about this community, because people come in, they know they want to do something, they don't really know what they're capable of or what's available to them. And then we start talking about things and they're like, oh, I could do that. Or what if I did this? And then we can talk through that. Or I just share lots of different, you know, I'm all about the possibilities. I always say dwell in possibility, just dwell in the possibility. And what we're finding is as people are exposed to different ideas, they can then jump off of that and kind of make it their own and go, well, okay, I'm not interested in making teddy bears, but I, whatever, do, you know, paintings and I could teach somebody how to paint. But I don't know how to do a course. Okay, I got you. Well, I don't know how to do a membership. I got you. I just did one. I'll teach you how to do that too. So it is really this beautiful synergy of learning together and dreaming together and dwelling in possibility. And P.S., we all have chronic illness. So we come into this thing with this shared language and just total understanding of, God, you know, I'm having such a shit day today. I have so much cog fog. I can't possibly work. That's okay, sister. I got you. I know what that's like. That's okay. Here's what happens to me in my business when that happens to me in my business. It's great to have that kind of support.
And I think that's so important for the community that I am in as well. I mean, you are so speaking my language on this, because I do remember when I was working full time, and I love that you call it cog fog. I always just called it brain fog, but I had a ton of that, and I would sit in my office and I would just crash every afternoon. The woman who sat next to me is an old friend of mine. She helped me get in there and she's like, you're sleeping at your desk every day. And she's like, don't you sleep at night? And I'm like, I sleep 8 or 9 hours at night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's just something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was having such an impact on how the structure of that job worked. And now that I am working for myself and I am at home on a day when I really need to lay down and take a nap, as long as I'm not taping a podcast or I don't have a client meeting, I will lay down and take a nap when I really need to, or I will schedule my doctor's appointment, or I will schedule whatever it is. The other way it helps me is I've always been a morning person, which worked really well when I worked on Wall Street because everything happens really early in the morning. But now my morning is busy because I get up and I make lemon water and I get up and I make celery juice and I have smoothies to make and I have to drink them and I have supplements to take and there's a whole morning routine. And so I can't be at an office by 7:30 anymore.
Yeah. You wouldn't, that wouldn't allow for you to take care of yourself. Yes.
And so now I prioritize that. Mm-hmm. I do have a second job. I do some career coaching through the university where I got my MBA, and I am allowed to set where my blocks of time are on that. And I will say, even when I was traveling, when I was over in Southeast Asia, that's when I started that job. And they had approached me about that. That was not something I had gone out and found because it never occurred to me. But it was one of those things that I had explained to them, as long as you're okay and flexible with my hours, I'm good with this. And they were like, that's not a problem at all.
And that's so much more acceptable now post-COVID. I'm saying post-COVID like it's gone. I'm just going to will it. I'm just going to will
it. Perfect. We're going to dwell in the possibility that it's
gone. Yay. Bye-bye, COVID. Anyway, since COVID, and these companies are needing people, that's the other thing. I just think so many people saw the value in being home to themselves, their families, their health, all of that, that a lot of these people are just deciding that I'm going to figure this out so that I can work from home because this works much better for my life and my health. And so these companies are having to listen to what their employees or their potential employees need and want and desire and demand, you know? So there's a lot more opportunity to just put it out there, what will work for you with no fear. Because they need you.
They do. And I just looked it up. So we're taping this. It's the end of November. You guys aren't going to get to listen to this for another month or so. But as of October of 2021, the unemployment rate in the United States is 4.6%, which is really low.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the graph right now, right before the numbers started going up. So February 2020, it was 3.5%, which is a super, super low number. And granted, during COVID, it went up really high. It got up to 14.8% in April of 2020. Mm-hmm. So it's really low. And I hear it all the time that companies are having trouble hiring employees. It's helpful for people who want a more flexible work schedule and they want to be able to work from home, but it also helps on the money side because if people are having trouble hiring qualified employees, they will pay more money for them. And we're seeing that all over the place. So if you've been discouraged about trying to look for work, take this episode as some inspiration that there really is a lot of opportunity out there.
There's so much opportunity just in the general everyday 9-to-5 thing and everything that I'm talking about, being a chronicpreneur, work for yourself. You really can do this. And it really is so good for your health and your family and everything else. I cannot speak highly enough. I mean, if I don't, I work from my recliner on days that, you know, I work from my bed. I've worked from the hospital infusion center. I have set this up like I need it to be set up. And part of this too is recognizing your worth. So these companies that hire me, I do a lot of patient advocacy, which by the way is another thing that is totally my jam now. I did not realize there was an entire patient advocacy industry that exists because it's not heretofore, has not been well documented. It hasn't been marketed, but it exists, it pays well, and it's very flexible. And when I found that out, I really went in. So I write articles for Healthline, Everyday Health, WebMD, all of those things, just about MS, about my experience. I am a guide for an MS, the MS Healthline app, and I do live chats 5 days a week. I am the moderator for an MS Facebook page on top of what I do for FUMS and patients getting paid. So I just got tired saying that. And that is too much. And I really need to dial some of this down. But my point is, there's a lot of opportunity out there in patient advocacy. And that is really growing too. Let me just tell you, because these companies finally pulled their heads out and realized the value in the patient voice. And it's everything from what I just told you, you know, sharing your own experiences and writing and podcasting, all kinds of stuff. But also, you know, they want to interview you and show you the potential font they're thinking about using for this launch that they're doing of this next medication. Your experience and your background and your perspective is worth a lot of money to them. So where I started with this was knowing your worth. And this is something I talk a lot about in patients getting paid, particularly in patient advocacy, because these companies sometimes used to be worse. I will say it is getting better, but they would find you as a patient and they would exploit the shit out of you, quite frankly. And a lot of times patients would be like so awestruck that this big company, this big pharma company, this big health insurance company, whoever wants to talk to me, and they would not charge them. And the company was joyful for that. And why wouldn't they be, right? So finally, I think we've got a coalition of enough of us that give pushback and say, I don't think so. I had someone recently want me to go to New York and do all these kinds of things. And I said, well, I'm very interested in this. It was a super interesting gig, but do you pay for a care partner to travel along? No, absolutely not. I said, bye-bye. And it was good paying. But until we're all recognizing what our worth is, we are worth a lot to not just in patient advocacy, but these employers are getting something from us. I know I spent a good part of my early career kowtowing, frankly, and just in fear that I was going to screw up and lose my job or whatever. And I would work 13 hours a day or, you know, crazy when I look back for a pittance and shitty benefits and whatever else. Well, tables have turned. And not only because of COVID and the realization they had to make, slap them right in the face, but because we know better now and we know what we're worth. And we know, particularly in the chronic illness community, what health is worth and what illness costs, and that not valuing yourself and your time and your energy and your health is ultimately going to cost you in health and income and money and everything else. So let's get this rebalanced. Let's get our priorities straight. Health's number one. Without that, you really have nothing. So health is number one. How do we still have to make money. How do we generate an income while taking good care of ourselves? Turns out there's lots of ways. There's lots of ways. That's the great news. So lots of hope. Woo-woo, here's to 2022.
Yeah. That's awesome. So Kathy, can we delve into the patient advocacy piece of this a little bit?
Sure.
Because I know a lot of the people in our community, big pharma is maybe not their favorite industry in the world. Yeah. I know. Funny how that works,
got it.
Right? Yeah. Because so many of us have spent so much time in the health system and feel like they've done a lot of things that have been counterproductive in our lives. Let's put it that way. Uh-huh. And so talk to me a little bit about how you think about that work and
why
how that could, and why
get in people, that. Yeah, yeah. I get that. Believe you me, I get that. I've been down this road and this path myself and fought many battles myself. But I look at it a couple ways. So first, let me suggest, if you are at all interested in patient advocacy, look at something called Savvy.coop. It is a patient-owned company, and it is, in fact, a co-op. So you can buy in and you can make dividends. And it is run by We Patients. I'm a pioneering member. And so we get to help make decisions. And they offer condition-specific gigs every week. Every Monday, they come out with somewhere between probably 12 and 15 different gigs, okay? So what that looks like, it could be a big pharma. It could be an insurance company. It could be a company that is doing PT and that sort of thing with their line of questioning. So sometimes it might be a survey. Sometimes it might be an interview. Sometimes they might actually be asking you to write something. The way I look at big pharma is I can be so angry at what I have and others have gone through, and I could walk away and simply wash my hands of it, right? Or I could get in there and try and affect change for myself, my kids, my grandkids, the future. And that's much more empowering and what I'd rather do. So working with Big Pharma in this capacity gives me the opportunity to educate them. And I do. I take every opportunity I can to have good conversation with them and explain to them how their careless choices in their, for instance, MS commercials where people are running through, you know, a field of flowers. Running? Are you freaking kidding me? Who runs that has MS? Not many. Not thinking. They need education. So I take every opportunity I get to work with them and give them an education in what this is, what this feels like, give them the right language. And I think it just betters the situation for everyone. So you can work with them on your own terms. Just make sure it's your own terms. Do not do anything for free, ever. Do they? Never. You don't
either. They certainly do not do anything for free, ever.
And you are very valuable to them because picking your brain, like the example I just gave, now there's not so many crazy, stupid commercials of people running through fields of flowers anymore because they recognize that understanding even the verbiage, the very language of each individual disease equals profits to them, right? Because you get pissed off at seeing that commercial, you're likely not going to want to take that drug. So it behooves them to seek out and find voices that can reflect a greater community's voice. That's you. That's worth a lot of money to them. Make sure you're getting your money too. Mm-hmm. So I challenge everyone who is interested in patient advocacy to get involved and do not shun Big Pharma. Educate them. Help them. Make it better for you, for your family and friends, and for the future of all of us.
I think that's such an important message. Because within our community, there are a lot of people who do, because you can get so angry with them. But the better idea is to try to figure out how to make everything work better. And I love how you talk about this. It's so inspirational because you have such a positive slant on everything. Like everything we're talking about can have such a negative slant. And it's so inspiring. I'm just having so much fun with this conversation.
That does you no good. As we all know, that does us no good. We have to fight the negative. It's, you know, a lot of people's first go-to. Why not? You feel like shit. Of course, everything's negative. The world looks negative. But when you recognize that that only feeds your disease, negativity feeds disease. So try and find a grain in whatever you're doing that is positive. And that can be as small as, well, sun's out today. If that's all you got.
Or that's all you've got. That's literally what you've got.
I got up out of bed today. That's where FUMS was born, because there was times I couldn't. So when I do, I say FUMS, like, really? You didn't stop me today. If that's all I get all day, okay, well, there's something positive in my day, right?
Yep, so, absolutely.
And it helps. I watch people in the chronic illness communities take the two different paths, positivity, negativity. I've been doing this for a long time, and I promise you this. Take the path of positivity and you will fare much better in your disease and in your life, physically and mentally. Stick with the positive. Reject the negative. You will do yourself all kinds of favors.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Kathy, I so appreciate you being on here. If people want to find more, where can they go find you?
Sure. So I am all over social at Patients Getting Paid. Also, you can go to patientsgettingpaid.com, which is where you can learn more about the membership community, and the podcast is there. And if you want to reach out to me, if you have any questions, I welcome them. My email is Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, at patientsgettingpaid.com. Ta-da. And yeah, I'd love to chat with whomever. If you have any questions, I'll answer them.
Perfect.
Hit me up.
Perfect. Well, this has been so fun. I'm so glad that you're here to kick off the podcast for the new year, because I think this is just the perfect topic and certainly nothing we've talked about before. And I'm just so glad that we've been able to connect.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it. And happy new year, everybody. Now let's get out there, generate an income and take good care of ourselves.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you found this episode really helpful. I'll put the links to FlexJobs and to Savvy.coop in the show notes. And I'll also put the links for where you can find Kathy if you want to see more of what she's doing with Patients Getting Paid and with FUMS. So don't forget to follow Quest for Healing on your podcast provider so you can see the show notes. You can also find them in the podcast section of my website at carefullyhealing.com. And as a reminder, this is episode number 64. If you're looking to kickstart your own health journey this year and are looking for additional support, just go to my website and you can set up an appointment with me for a health coaching session. We'll dig into your health history and refocus your protocol so that you're getting off on the right foot. In next week's episode, my guest is Danielle Doubtfire, who you may know better as Lemon Balm Love from Instagram. She's going to talk through her medical medium health journey as she spent decades dealing with fainting spells for which the doctors could find no cause, as well as anxiety. And she has a great story, so I hope you'll join me back here next week. And with that, here's to a happy and healthy 2022. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.